This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader three times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
Ahoy!
What's up?
On location.
Don't get too fired up.
It was weird there.
Why?
There was some glitching in my headphones.
Yeah.
You kind of have like a Calculon 9000 thing going on. You're like...
You might want to tell the engineer that.
Well, I mean, it sounds okay now.
Oh, good.
Sounds like he's got other things happening.
An Odyssey station.
I just stay in my lane over here. How about that?
Josh is great. We have a new engineer.
Yes.
He's really a star of the show out here.
Although he's the old engineer, and
yeah.
Now he's the new engineer.
Yeah. Can you believe he came back to Odyssey?
He's the Billy Martin of Odyssey. You know, that happens. For all the crap that you like to give, you know, between the Kurt Ludwigs of the world, we get Ryan Cooley's, we get a lot of people that
come back.
And then it's like, I see you're back.
Yeah. I was just talking to Josh. He said it's worse elsewhere.
Well, see? It can sometimes be better.
I'm on my second tour of duty.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Buckley,
Ryan
too.
Ryan Buckley.
God.
Although Buckley left to be a house husband, which he's actively
working on. No, I left for TV. I left for TV, and then the job went away.
Yeah, and then you went back to hanging out with your kids.
And then I came crawling back to Odyssey because life out there isn't always better.
We know you're a short timer. Buckley's just waiting to put another one in the oven so he can be like, well, healthcare, honey.
You remember this? Hey. I got the snip. There's no more coming.
Whoa.
Hey.
That reminds me.
Or
I was
so
just,
he says.
I was walking around here. By the way, we're at Alinea Casino.
Oh, yeah. Tom's Watch Bar.
Yep, we're at Tom's Watch Bar. And I have the lowdown on what...
The skinny? Because it used to just be like the casino sports book.
Yeah, so they had... So we are here at Alinea. So this is in Ridgefield, okay?
Yes.
And
Exit 16 off I-5.
Yeah, you're back. How does it feel to be back in your old stomping grounds?
You are about 3/4 of a mile as the crow flies from Souk Mountain.
Yeah.
My original.
Le Center.
Yeah, Le Center.
The former mayor of Le Center.
The former mayor of Le Center.
Yeah. Although that's on the other side of the tracks.
That is true.
I guess in this case, the freeway.
The freeway,
but,
yes.
Yeah, you're on the bad side.
That's what I said.
This is on the good side.
Yeah. When this was getting built, there was a big kerfuffle because they thought it would kill Le Center. That no one
has
would ever,
it?
No, it has not.
Great.
Le Center's blowing up.
Good.
Whenever I cruise by there now, I don't even recognize it.
When I first moved here 25 years ago, I loved to go to Le Center.
The card rooms.
Because I would go to the card rooms.
Yeah. And that's why they got a lot of their income from that.
What
can
you do there? Poker and blackjack?
Yeah, anything that's you couldn't play, it was all card games. You couldn't play any, there's no slots, No,
I don't think it had roulette.
No, craps. No, it was all card games.
Yeah, just cards.
And then you had poker, pai gao, things like that.
Well, they had a separate poker. Poker was huge there.
Yes, poker was the big one.
But I'd go up and play blackjack.
Yeah.
I thought that was a lot of fun.
I always enjoyed because the Asian community was big into the card rooms.
Yeah.
So they would invite like Vietnamese like pop stars that would come over, and they were a huge deal. And so you would get like...
To the new Phoenix. That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Is that still down there?
I think there's a couple of them still hanging on. So I think the new Phoenix and like the Last Frontier. So you would get like live from Laos or live from, you know, wherever.
Oh.
They would come in and just the sea of Asian community members that would flock in there. And it was like, think like a Vietnamese Neil Diamond. It was amazing.
I'm in.
And they knew how to party. And they would go hard. That was like the best time when you heard one of those were coming in. It would be like 99% Asian people and then just like me in the middle of it. And I used to have a grand old time out there.
Well, so here's the skinny on this. So we're by the sports book.
Yes.
Where you can legally bet on sports.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
I do.
And college.
That. Yeah, because here, yeah, it, like where if you go over into Portland, you can't gamble on college sports via the DraftKings.
Which is absurd.
It is. It's obscene is what it is.
It is obscene.
It is obscene. So if you want to bet
You're
on,
a lie.
If you want to bet on college.
I was a this, lie.
This is the best place. So you can't bet on anything involving the Washington team.
Well, right.
So you can't bet on
no
the Cougs,
Huskies. No Seahawks?
You can bet on the Seahawks.
Because they're NFL.
NFL. Just anything college.
Yeah.
So no Gonzaga games.
Yeah.
No Eastern Washington when they've got it rolling.
There you go. Yes.
Well,
none of that.
It's a small price to pay.
It is.
Anyway, right next to the sports book is a big state, what they used to call the stadium sports bar.
Yeah.
And it looks like a giant, you know, you go into those Vegas sports books, yeah. It looks like that.
Yeah.
Huge TVs.
I believe it is the largest TV wall in the state.
Yeah, it's huge. Well, anyway, they used to call it stadium sports bar, and then they invited us up here for today, and they said, hey, you're going to be at Tom's.
And we were like, huh?
I'm like, what?
Like Tom's Pizza?
Who is Tom?
Yeah.
I'm not going to some guy's house.
Apparently you are.
Well, we are in Tom's house.
Yeah.
They've changed the stadium sports bar and grill to Tom's, which is a nationwide watch bar chain.
Yes.
And Tom's Urban, mm-hmm. which is also under the Tom's umbrella, whoever Tom is.
Tom's doing just fine for himself.
They used to be on the other side of the casino. You know, there was a sports bar over there next to the steakhouse.
Yeah.
That was Tom's.
That was Tom's?
So now Tom's has changed all. So Tom's Urban was the last, or... Yeah, I think Urban. Tom's Urban was the last of that brand in the Tom's portfolio, so they switched it over to a watch bar. So now anything Tom's is a watch bar, and they have upgraded to the sportsbook area. So that's we're broadcasting in the same location we've always broadcast from.
So it's new, but it's old.
But Tom is now watching over us.
Or it's old, but it's new. It's like basically this is the Josh, Engineer Josh, of sports bars.
Yeah.
It's the same.
That's right.
But different the second time around.
And I meant to do this before the show, but I didn't. I forgot.
Okay.
But I'm going to find out who Tom is.
Is there a Tom? Like a Tom?
Oh, I guarantee you. It's named after somebody.
You know? So like a Tom Peterson's? Tom and Gloria Peterson want to sell you remanded furniture?
Maybe it's him.
Like a discount. Dude, if this is run by the Peterson family, now you probably don't remember Tom Peterson.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I remember the TV ads.
Tom Peterson was a big deal in these parts.
Didn't he play in like a lot of our golf tournaments and stuff and cheat his ass off?
Oh,
was that Tom?
No. That was the mattress guy.
Oh, yeah. That was
the mattress guy.
Heiner?
No,
John,
is it John? Yeah,
Painter or something like that.
Yeah, that was a mattress guy. He was
cheating bastard.
Nah, Tom Peterson would have been. Tom
cheats in a scramble. If you cheat in a scramble, you're a loser. Say that right now.
Someone did. I also saw him in one of our.
People do it all the time.
I saw a man who owned a series of mattress stores and an ex-AE of ours named Mike. Something or other, who will remain somewhat nameless.
Still in the market.
Swinging each other with a pair of five irons out on a golf course. You ever seen someone almost murdered at a charity golf tournament? Because I have.
Damn.
Yeah. That happened. They went like lightsaber duel. And by the way, if you're going to do that, like...
Who won?
Well, I think calmer heads prevailed. No one connected.
Mike was an animal.
But
probably
like,
still is.
If you're going to fight with golf clubs, can we be smart and not swing the heavy end? hold the heavy end and like maybe fence with it because then the damage is limited. But when you start swinging the golf club a la Tiger Woods, that
can do some damage.
Yeah, that's potentially to kill someone. So yeah, we had someone ended up in a sand trap and then there was some wrestling. So luckily, no connections were made, but that did happen at a charity golf tournament.
It's wild out there.
Dude, it's wild in these streets, or in this case, so, out on these greens.
What I was going to tell you, because you said you were talking to Buck about putting another bun in the oven.
Yeah.
I was walking.
Stop working.
Yeah, so I was walking around here, as I do before we party.
Yeah. You're like an old at the mall. You like to take a lap.
Yeah.
See what's up.
That's right. I put little weights on my ankles.
they call those the silver sneakers.
I grab a Coca-Cola from the free Coke bin.
Yeah, little caffeine in your system.
And I stroll.
Yeah.
Now, I did notice a new bar. There's a new high-limit slot bar over there. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah. And you are wearing On Clouds, by the way, which is the official shoe of the old person.
Let's get it. And I also noticed that they have, you can bring your little S-head kids here.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
They have an arcade over there.
Oh, and then like a Chuck E. Cheese where like they watch them for you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you know at the Chuck E. Cheese you check your kid in and check your kid out?
Great. That's the way it should be.
It's like a coat check, but with humans.
They don't really need watching there. Just throw them in. Just make sure the doors are locked. They'll be fine.
I went to a Chuck E. Cheese party a while back. I mean, this was years ago, and I went with a buddy and his kid. And when you walk in, your kids get a bracelet, and you get a bracelet. And you're not allowed to leave with the kid unless your bracelet matches the other one.
I like that.
And so parents just turn their kids loose, and then they're like, well, nothing. What bad can happen to them other than drowning in a ball pit?
I think that's right.
It's a coat check.
It's fine.
It's a little, I find it a little unnerving.
I would have no problem with it.
You're just like, ah. No. Nope. Just release you into the rat's
That's
nest
right.
and see what happens.
I'm not watching him.
No, you're not.
He's having fun.
It's Chuck E. Cheese. So they have that here. You can check your kid into the.
So, So you bring your kids and you throw them in there and there's an arcade for them and they have people that will hourly watch them by the hour.
I'll tell you what, the casinos think of everything.
Dude, that's a good idea.
All of a sudden, Rob's like, well, you know, I don't have any kids, but if I did. Can you check your wife in? You're like, honey, is there a place where you can drop your wife off and they like entertain her while you sports gamble?
They have a spa here.
That's what I was wondering.
Well, they have the hotel side now.
Yeah,
and there's a pool and everything.
I wonder if you can just do that. You can get like a day spa pass for your wife, drop her off, drop the kids off at the arcade, and then you just kind of go do your own thing.
I was just talking to one of our fine listeners, Chris, about that very thing. Yeah. He's like, Isaac, I like to drink, I like to golf, and I like to gamble. My wife doesn't like any of those things. I'm like, well, that's why you're here, and I don't see her.
You know what that's called? That's daddy's out doing what daddy's going to do.
Daddy's, that's what that is. That's right.
That's the window. That's window daddy time.
Well, we're currently watching tennis and racing.
Hey, it's your window daddy.
Which is kind of lame. But
that is that's not the best. Although
we're waiting for baseball to start.
You did point out that I don't know what tennis tournament this is, but we feel that the cameraman's a bit of a perv.
They all are.
Yeah, but he seems to be very focused on certain...
The derriere.
Yeah. And there's a
and that's okay.
Could be the director, too. Lots of cameras out there. That's the guy choosing the
That's
shots.
True. And that's fair.
And there's a young ball girl that's running around in some short shorts. And boy, let me tell you, every time I look up, there seems to be a lot of attention paid to the little ball girl. And it's getting mildly uncomfortable.
Well, luckily, we'll be able to turn that shortly.
We've got a little... Well, you can watch Micah Parsons' derriere. He must work out.
Now, I heard he's questionable tonight.
Well, he's dealing with that back, but he'll play.
Okay.
He got $47 million a year. He's going to play.
We have Packers Commies.
Yes.
So you should come down here and watch it and grab a drink.
There you go.
At the new Tom's Watch Bar.
Yeah. And if you're wondering where it's at the old one. And just
same thing.
Yeah. It looks very similar. We just have a new sign.
I did see that two offensive linemen are out for the Packers.
Yes.
They're missing their right guard and their left tackle, or maybe it's their right tackle and their left guard. I can't remember.
So, I mean, there's something to be, just kind of.
That's not good.
No, it's not. You don't want to be down O lineman.
I feel like there's a lot of injuries early in the season this year.
I think there's
more so than normal.
I think there's a lot of injuries every season. This is like, because less and less people are, training camps aren't what they used to be. And so I think you get a lot of soft tissue injuries. It's hard to get dumped into live bullets. So, yes, it does feel like at the beginning of the year there does tend to be a lot of these. And then you go through the season, and at the end of the year we get a different kind, and that's just the wear and tear. So, I mean, this is – the NFL is an attrition league. I mean, half of being good in the NFL is just staying healthy.
There's no question. Football Outsiders talks about that, and they talk about how a deeper team is always performed better than a star-studded team.
Yes.
Because you just can't avoid it. You have to have depth. So I don't know what the Packers are plugging in.
Yeah.
But as a gambling man, I laid off because I don't like missing two offensive linemen this early.
By the way, Packers, according to Pro Football Focus, the number third-ranked pass protection team in week one. So they did a really nice job against the Lions front. So, yeah, losing old linemen, especially when you lose two, because then a lot of times I don't know what they're going to do, but a lot of times you end up shuffling guys. So you're down a right guard, so sometimes the right tackle moves in, then you put in a backup. So sometimes being down two spots can actually mean maybe three or four guys playing out of position, depending on what they want to do with it. So
I don't love it.
That can be an impact. And give the Commanders credit for, like, that's not an elite defense by any stretch of the imagination, but Dan Quinn has done a nice job in building that thing.
Yeah, they're really well coached, although they just played the Giants. And while I thought the Giants would perform better, they did not, and so maybe it's just that the Giants suck.
Well, because
I expected some regression from Washington, but didn't really see that in week one.
Yeah, it's not. Well, again, it's the Giants.
Yeah, we got to slow our roll.
And historically, I saw that Matt LaFleur against Dan Quinn, you know, whether head coach or coordinators, Matt LaFleur has done extremely well. Dan Quinn has struggled against Matt LaFleur offenses, so it's just something to keep an eye on.
Well, I have another nugget for that. I was going to do so at 5 o'clock today. And then at 5:15, we're going to do segments called Bet the Board.
Okay.
Since we're at the sportsbook, and we don't do Rop in the Bank anymore.
No.
And we can explain why, but
there's enough people giving you their horse crap picks.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We'll explain that later.
Sure.
I tend to be careful about giving any sort of pick. Yes. I like to talk about the games. I do like to bet the games, but who cares what I bet? I just have a little. I have nuggets on all these games, but since we're at the sportsbook, I thought today we should go through the college board at 5, and the NFL board at 5:15.
I like it.
So I have little nuggies on a lot of the big games. Now the one for the Packers that I wrote down, and I'll give it to you now since that game will start at what 5?
5.
Is that under Matt LaFleur, the Packers are 16-3 against the spread weeks 1 through 3.
That's tasty right there.
He's always come out of the gate fast.
Yeah, he's got a little Andy Reid to him. You give him extra time to prepare. And
they're 8-0 against the spread at home.
How about that? And this is at Lambeau.
It's at Lambeau.
The lukewarm tundra of Lambeau Field.
Yeah, what's the weather like out there?
It's not bad.
It's probably snowing.
I don't quite think
no.
so.
No. All right, well, hey, come on out, okay? Jake wants to see you. He's running our YouTube stream. He is the star of the show.
It's 66 right now.
And I should say a little public service announcement right now. There is a firewall issue getting our link up on the YouTube stream. So if you're watching YouTube, you're seeing a black screen, and Josh is out there working on it right now.
Yeah, I see him. He's on the phone and his computer, which means he's working hard.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to get the stream up for you, but it is not up currently. That is why.
Someone messaged in, you're going to take the lens cap off the camera?
It's off, morons.
Sorry about that.
By the way, you always see the engineers, they earn their money.
Yeah.
Because if you see them sitting around, it means everything's going great.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of technical stuff that they have to get to working, right?
Sure.
You know? But then if you see them scrambling, that's when they're earning their money.
Stuff's gone wrong.
And I'm looking to my left right now, and I tell you what, there is a scrambling man.
Things are happening.
Right over there.
Oh, yeah.
He's working on it. So anyway, Tom's Watch Bar, Alinea Casino. We're here till 7. Come on by, damn it. Coming up next, if this is Russell Wilson's final cook, what is his legacy? We're going to start there when we return on 105.1 The Fan. We're here at Tom's Watch Bar, Alinea Casino. We'd like for you to come here and...
Someone won something.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bros over there rolling dice.
I was going to say, we're right by some blackjacks and craps tables, so you do get the uproar every now and then, not from a game.
Yeah, I think it's going well over
there. Unless someone has the over-under on this race stoppage or whatever. We're from Bristol.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So they're playing craps over there. Anyway, it's a casino, so that's what they do here.
Yeah.
We'd like you to come on up, Green Bay, Washington, and then grab a beer.
Yeah.
And maybe even...
Amongst other things.
Two.
Yeah. maybe some food. Maybe some drop food. Your kids off at the arcade and forget about it.
Sook said he's going to bet his $800 million that he's down from the Alabama loss on Oregon to beat Penn State.
It is sitting at 4.5 right now, and I do believe that before I leave here, I will be placing a decent chunk.
They're catching four and a half? Still?
This will be my biggest bet of the year.
Even after the first two games?
That's what I'm seeing. 4.5. Looked at this morning. So I have not checked the sports book here. But this morning on odds, yeah, it's 4.5.
Wow. Well, they may not offer it yet.
Yeah, I'll see. Know? But if that's what it is, then I am going to grab it because I feel very confident from what I've seen these first 2 weeks that Oregon is going to go in and handle Penn State.
So we're going to do some very hard-hitting sports talk.
Sports.
Because that's what we're known for.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about Xavier Leggett. And is he lying about his accent?
Old Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best accent going in football right now.
It may be fake.
That's so disappointing.
But first, Russell Wilson, who is maybe on his last leg there already.
Well,
it's week two.
It was not good week one. Dable gave the dreaded, he's our quarterback for now. And Jackson Dart sitting there. Dable, by the way, is going to get fired at the end of the year without a big improvement in their record. So there is a belief that Russell Wilson's leash is really, really short at this point, especially after putting up 6 points and just a dreadful performance in week one.
Yeah. I mean, this is probably his last start, let's be honest. Because they're probably not going to beat Dallas. They're going to be 0-2.
Yeah.
There was already the whispers of Jackson Dart last week or this week.
Yeah.
He'll be in there next week, especially if Russell Wilson sucks.
It's only a matter of time. If this is the version of Russ that we're going to get, and not that it's the worst version, he was fine last year. I mean, like he was okay the second year in Denver. He was okay with his year in Pittsburgh, and this started off pretty rocky. I just think at this point, Russ is more Joe Flacco than he is a big time starter in this league. And not that he can't play, and not that you can't win games with him, but he can't be the reason why you're winning games. He's not.
Have you seen the Giants schedule? I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Dude, so Washington on the road, Dallas on the road, host Kansas City, host Chargers, then they go to New Orleans, and then they play Philly, Denver, Philly, San Francisco.
It's just brutal.
So that's why they're not putting Jackson Dart in there.
It's possible. I mean, the Cowboys front was actually really good last week, played well, and then, you know, Kansas City. You know, if you had to say where he's going to start, I'll give you New Orleans. Because sometimes if you're playing, although that's on the road, if you're playing a weak team or you're going into a bye is a good time to make quarterback switches. But dumping him because he's not going to start against the Cowboys, dumping him against the Chiefs or Chargers.
That's tough.
I mean, God forbid it's Philly or Denver. I mean, the fronts that you're about to face, that's some nasty work. And Andrew Thomas is still beat up along your offensive line. I don't think he's playing this week, I don't think. This is just it's a tough road. But if you're Dable, you're backed into a corner because you're going to get fired. So you might as well go out with the rookie and see what he's got, because I'll bet you Russ has maybe one more game to provide some kind of spark. Maybe.
Yeah, so if that's it for Russ, because, you know, he may not even be in the league next year. It's hard to say.
He wants to be a backup. I mean, he's, what, 30?
I think he's 30.
Let's look at how old 36? Russ is.
36?
So he's 30. He'll turn 37 in November. Yeah. So, yeah, this is.
But, you know, Flacco's still out there.
Well, that's what I said. If he wants to be a backup, there is a place for Russell Wilson in this league as a competent backup. I'm just not certain he wants to go somewhere on a $6 or $7 million deal and just be a backup. I don't know if his pride would let him do that.
What is his legacy if this is it for him?
Huh. I think it's a little bit along that same guy that I just mentioned. I think it's like Joe Flacco. He made a lot of money. He made a lot of Pro Bowls. He won a Super Bowl. Should have won two. I think the funky thing is, had he not thrown that pick against New England, he's a two-time Super Bowl winner. And I think that ensures him of a Hall of Fame berth. I think he's a better version of Eli Manning. But
is he a Hall of Famer now?
I think it's borderline. I think he'll be a guy that from a number standpoint and an accolade standpoint, yes, Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer. But there's a lot of people that are going to look at him and be like, no, he will not be remembered as great. And the fact that it's one Super Bowl and not two, I see. I bring up Eli Manning. I think they're very similar in that way. And Russ, the way this has ended once he left Seattle, this is a damning. It was a damning blow because he's been cast aside. Whereas Eli had the entire run there in New York and then got to bow out in that second Super Bowl. So I don't know. I don't know if he gets in, but I think he's a borderline guy.
I'm trying to think of other guys that won. Well, Ben won two.
Yeah. When, right? when you win two, you're in.
Yeah.
It just is.
So I'm looking at Football Reference, and they're saying career similar players. You know, they do the players whose career was of similar quality and shape, career arc.
Yeah.
Cam Newton and Joe Montana.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
the top two for Russell Wilson.
Like Russell Wilson,
pretty good company.
He's better than.
Is Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer? Because he's compared to Matt Ryan a lot on here.
Yeah, I mean he won an MVP.
More of a Hall of Famer than Russell Wilson?
No, I don't think so.
So the Hall of Fame grade on Wilson is below average.
Below average.
Yeah.
And what about do we know Matt Ryan's?
Oh,
I think. That, like it, there's just a big pocket of quarterbacks that are like that, and it's like, what do you value? Do you value winning? Russ won a lot of games in Seattle. How much of that was him? I think early on, he was a product of a great defense. I think as it went on, there was a handful of years there where Russ was an elite quarterback. He was. And then he kind of got older, and he lost some athleticism. He lost a step, and he couldn't do it anymore by himself. And I also think that the Russ ego and the corniness, the Alex Rodriguez stuff, and it rubbed teammates the wrong way, the Sean Payton stuff about his own office, he didn't do himself any favors. I think had Russ been a little less worried about the Dange Witch and putting out this persona, I think it would have helped him in the legacy. But Russell Wilson is a really good quarterback. Was a really good quarterback in this league for a long time, and I just don't think he will be remembered as fondly as he probably should be.
Okay, so on the quarterback Hall of Fame metric that Football Reference does,
yeah,
Tom's Brady is number one.
Sure.
Peyton Manning is number two, and Aaron Rodgers is number three.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have Favre, Unitas, Montana, Breeze, Elway, Marino, Tarkenton, and Young.
Yeah.
Then so they have their own metric, okay? Yeah. So those numbers are all higher than average. Then they have the average Hall of Fame quarterback. He's after Steve Young.
Sure.
And then it's Matt Ryan.
Huh.
After him is Mahomes, Roethlisberger, Rivers, Bart Starr, Terry Bradshaw, and Russell Wilson.
Well, so I'm looking here, right? He's number two all-time in career passer rating, only behind Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
He's 15th. In career passing yards. I mean, there's 10,
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
10 Pro Bowl selections. I mean, there's a lot to like. Is he... Look, Hall of Fame. I know this sounds weird. There's degrees to the Hall of Fame, right?
Well, yeah.
Like, he's not Tom Brady, and he's not Aaron Rodgers, he's not Dan Marino, he's not Joe Montana. But, like, I think sometimes we want to make him out to be Ken O'Brien, and he's not Ken O'Brien, right? He's not Neil O'Donnell. Like there's got to be some nuance to this, but in our conversations, you're either top three or four and like elite, or you're a piece of crap, and it's not true. It's like Tony Romo was a really really good quarterback with really good numbers, but he never won anything, so we're gonna dismiss him. Phillip Rivers was this way. Phillip Rivers is a better quarterback than Eli Manning, but Phillip Rivers is a borderline and a Hall of Fame, you know, guy to people, and Eli Manning's not because they won two Super Bowls.
So if you look at the Hall of Fame monitor, I mean, he's Russell Wilson rates way ahead of guys that are in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Even though he's below average. I mean, Staubach, Fouts, Warner,
yeah.
Aikman,
yeah.
Namath, yeah. Moon, they're all lower.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Now, to be fair, like, the Aikman stuff is weird because when you look at just the way the game has evolved, none of those guys' numbers are going to even come close to stacking up to anyone's numbers today because it's just you didn't throw the ball. That's like looking at three-point percentage or, you know, like in the NBA. They didn't shoot threes. It's just the game has evolved, so I have a hard time just looking at raw numbers.
Well, he's unique, though. I mean, Aikman's unique because his numbers don't stack up.
No.
But everybody knows he's
Everyone
a Hall of
knows
Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
So he's kind of in his own little world down there.
Russ, think about that. Russ is one. If he doesn't get in, it will be because he threw an interception. And had he not thrown that, and they just, if he turns around and hands the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, we are having a different discussion about Russell Wilson.
Well, it's kind of weird.
People liked him more, and they don't.
Yeah, I think that's part of his legacy, too. I mean, I think he's got a weird one because he'd be known for the two things that were controversial. One, the Super Bowl play.
Yep.
And two, the fact that his teammates hated him.
Yes.
I mean, it ultimately splintered because of that, right?
Yeah. Well, the defense especially, right? There was that.
They hated him.
I know two players that were on his offense that played with him, and
nobody liked
no
him.
No one liked him. I mean, they just... And it wasn't that he was a bad guy. He was corny, and they didn't view him as authentic.
Yeah, he's fake.
And he's fake. And guys don't like that in locker rooms. It's, you can smell it, you can see it, and they don't like it.
Tell you what.
And he did not do himself any favors by trying to be Mr. Hollywood.
Unlimited. That,
right there. That's it.
Well, that stuff all kind of came out after Seattle.
Yeah.
What's interesting about it.
It was right around the Seattle stuff because that was the, hey,
well,
Seattle.
I'm not saying he changed. I'm just saying that we didn't really know that about him.
It was worse
until he left. Yeah. And then it was, oh, my God. And then, well, what happened in Denver was a – you got to give him some credit. What happened in Denver was a joke.
Yes.
And then 2 years later, or however long it is, he's winning 5 straight games with Pittsburgh and taking him to the playoffs.
That's what I said. He is – there is a place for him in this league if he wants it. It's just,
I'd watch a 30 for 30
on that.
The Seahawks, the Seahawks, and those two Super Bowls. Yeah. I think that would be a killer 30 for 30. There was a lot of stuff going on with that team.
Yes, and if people and Richard Sherman will speak on it, and if you could get some guys to be candid, yes, that would be
Pete Carroll.
It would be very interesting. And remember, ultimately, that they had to make a choice between Russ and Pete and Schneider, and they told Russ to go,
Well, I think they made the right decision.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's pretty obvious they made the right decision. It's just, that's a tough one in the moment.
And Sean Payton came in and took a look at him and was like, nah, we're okay. We're okay.
Well, they gave him, how much money did they give that dude?
A lot of money. And they were like,
a lot of milk.
I think at the time when they ate that, I believe that is the biggest contract that anyone has ever eaten by getting rid of someone.
Because the Browns are still paying Watson.
Yeah, they're still paying. They haven't. Watson's is worse. But you can make it. I mean, Watson will go down as the biggest buffoonery of contracts. But I believe second behind Deshaun Watson is the Russell Wilson deal in Denver. And the draft picks they gave up for him, too.
All right. Well, if Russell Wilson is done, and he's not. I mean, he's starting this week against Dallas.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, I mean, Dallas doesn't have a great defense.
No, I'm just saying.
They're going to have to run the ball, though.
They put up 6 points.
Yeah, they look bad.
They look bad.
Real.
Outside of Miami, which was the biggest dumpster fire, the Giants had the biggest what the F perform. I mean, 6 points.
Hey, they have Scataboo, though.
Yeah, he had like two touches.
I was watching him for a little bit. I thought he looked great, and he sucked.
Yeah.
You know?
He had one run where he was hard to bring down. I think it was like on a screen pass or something, and
he's out there throwing those Scataboo pads.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I'm like, wow, this guy. And then you look at his stats, and he's like, 12 carries, 13 yards.
Yeah, it doesn't work in the NFL, by the way. Guys, Peyton Hillis.
All right. Coming up next is Xavier Leggett full of crap. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
All right, we're back here at Tom's Watch Bar, Alinea Casino. Now, if you are out there in the wild and you're wondering where our YouTube stream is,
well,
the guys are having trouble connecting.
It's a work now.
They're working on it.
Can you hear us? You just can't see us?
I don't think so. I don't.
Yeah,
oh, they
can. Hear, yeah.
On the YouTube stream?
It's just a black screen.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but you can hear us.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's like radio and stuff.
It's radio, but on your internet.
So they're working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you want—I know you want to see us. Yeah. We're sexy. But
yeah. Me and my Rainier's hat today.
At this stage, you're not going to get that unless you come out here.
Come out in person, then. You can meet the great the French Cowboys here, for God's
sake.
God,
the French Cowboy is back. Have we even announced this on the air yet?
I don't know if we have.
Jerome LaChance? I mean, listen. I got to tell you a little story. Okay, we're going to get to the Xavier Leggett stuff next segment. So we had a meeting.
Yeah.
Now that we're on the FM, we can talk about this.
Yeah.
We had a big secret meeting with Ryan Cooley and Dusty Hara.
Yeah, the whole...
You know those guys?
Everybody.
You know who those guys are?
I do know.
That's
everyone not in the station. Everyone in the building.
No. Was it?
Yeah, everyone.
Was it the whole building?
It was the whole building.
I think it was most of the building.
Yeah. There weren't that many people in there is why I'm like, we're down
everybody.
To that few people.
It's all the sales staff. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, they were all in there.
People, they were all in there.
Well, anyway, most of the people at Odyssey are from the fan. Like, we have the biggest staff of any station.
Yeah.
At any rate, we had this big top secret meeting to inform everyone that we were, you know, when we were flipping to the FM and what, you know, the strategy and everything. So it was big top secret stuff.
Yeah.
And this was, you know, I don't know, June maybe? Maybe July? I think June.
A couple months ago.
And in the meeting... Burying the lead. So we're in there to talk about 105.1. Like, this is a huge deal. The fans moving to FM. Yeah. And freaking Jerome LaChance is in there. And we're like, where the hell did this guy come from? Of course, he is one of our most famous salesmen from back in the day. We call him the French Cowboy because his name is Jerome LaChance. And he was just sitting in there. I'm like, wait a minute. What are you doing here?
Well, the worst part was, so I was coming from the other side of town. So I ran into some traffic. So I was like maybe 3 or 4 minutes late. So I walk in, and the meeting has already, it has just begun. So I walk in, and I go to take my seat, and I look over there, and there's the GD French Cowboy, by the way, in a bright pink shirt.
Yes, and by the way, they didn't introduce him.
No.
He's just sitting there. I'm like, what?
So I stop, and I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, did we? And so can
is he,
I,
what?
Can
is
I
it,
admit something?
Is he back?
This happens from time to time. Because some of our people work remotely, right? And so you don't see him a lot. I literally leaned over at one point to one of the other people. I leaned over to Swag and I go, hey, has he been working here the whole time and I just haven't known?
Yeah, he's just been working from home.
And Swag's like, I don't think so. I think he's just back. I was like, did I miss the announcement? No, I hadn't missed it.
I just wish they would have announced
it. He just appeared.
Because it was really the big, that was the big news of the meeting.
You can't just show up be gone for like 10 years and then show up in a bright pink shirt and have no one be like, who's that? It's the damn French Cowboys.
They did him a disservice.
Yeah.
At any rate, Jerome LaChance is back.
He's back. So if you want to come
and
out
and I know
meet
none
him,
of you care about that.
But we care.
But we do. He's wonderful.
Yes.
All right, now we got a break. Okay, so Xavier Leggett is the wide receiver at Carolina.
Yeah, poor bastard.
Formerly of South Carolina.
Yeah.
He's from South Carolina. Yeah, we play his clips. That's him.
He has the best voice in the NFL.
Yeah, he's...
He country.
A lot of people talk about how he speaks.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
That can't be.
I'm going to play some audio for you next.
I don't want to believe this.
It's a bit.
Have you ever heard Michael Jackson's real speaking voice?
No.
It's the same thing.
Does he sound like Gilbert Gottfried?
No, he actually has a fairly deep voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did he talk like that?
Because he had a whole Peter Pan wanting to be a kid thing. That's not his voice. The hot milk.
Give me a little cookies.
Yeah, that's not his real speaking voice. You can, every now and then, like...
Well, now I have to go hear his real speaking voice.
I think there's some clips out there, and there's people close to him that will say, dude, that's not the way his speaking voice actually was. And I do believe there is some... there's some random audio out there of his real speaking voice, and it is not
But can you find that? I see it on maybe the Talk of Ticks.
Sure, I'll see what I can do.
Well, yeah. I see... That was non-committal.
Club Hour?
I see. You can do it.
Yeah.
I see it on TikTok. There's a link here on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then just I gotta Google find it. His fake speaking voice too.
I think we all know what Michael Jackson sounds like.
Yeah.
A little hot milk.
Yeah, I will not indulge in that drop today.
A little cookies.
I thought you'd play it.
It's the creepiest drop we have.
Drop.
Yeah, we all
disappointed.
Do.
Yeah. I actually don't even know where it is. I hate
By
it.
By
so
the
much.
Way,
LaChance wants it.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, today on my Twitter feed, or
is he alive?
No, super dead. But I follow this. I follow this account. It's called like History and Pictures, you know. And it's just it's random, you know. Just you know, it's one of those things you scroll through, and it's like 10 photos that you didn't know. And it's just interesting. I don't know. Interesting hint that they have one of like the last known photo of Saddam Hussein and random stuff like that.
Down in the bunker.
Yeah, they showed.
Wasn't he down in a bunker?
Yeah, they found him like in a well or something. He looks like a homeless person. I was like, oh my God, I don't remember this. They had the photo of Michael Jackson's bedroom.
Oh
my
God.
At
the end?
At the end. Like where they found him.
When he was killed?
Yeah, dude, it is. You're like, what?
Whoa.
Yeah, I looked at that and I was like, that's weird. It just.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Look at this one over here. Like that was his end table. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, zoom in.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the IV that killed him. You wanna talk about what's there?
Well,
that's in his bedroom.
It looks like an antique hutch of some sort with an old gaudy gold mirror.
Uh-huh.
But on it is what appears to be a sign that says "Sweet Baby."
Yep.
And there's a little baby's face.
Yep.
And then it looks like commemorative plates of baby faces.
Yep. Followed by
then a couple canisters of what appeared to be like
we don't know.
I mean, it could be CO2, could be,
And then a IV bag that killed him.
Yeah.
Like, that's in his bedroom, dude.
Wow.
It's not good.
Yeah, this doesn't... What year did he die?
Oh. It was a while back.
Do you ever wonder when you said Michael Jackson, know, it's... I wonder if anybody else has this. I hope at least somebody.
Yeah.
When you said Michael Jackson and I said, is he alive? Yeah. I was just joking, of course.
Yeah.
However, when you said very dead, that... My head immediately goes to what his body looks like now.
Oh.
Do you ever do that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I get in my head, God, I wonder what state his... I mean, I'm sure it's just bones.
Sure.
But
at this point.
If it's not?
I'd be more interested in what he looked like without all the makeup and the wig and all that, too.
Anyway, I do that. I don't know why.
Yeah.
All right, so
it is disturbing.
Dan Lanning is not coming on today.
Now
he's
I'm
in.
Thinking of that. Way to go.
Well, that's what I do. That's what happens.
Serial killer.
Dan Lanning is not coming on today. He's in Chicago, so he is avoiding us. Too many hard-hitting questions for him.
and ask him about that big punt that he had. I'm like, really, we're punting now? That's what we're up to?
Things are so bad there that
we've punted?
Great. He's avoiding us. Yeah. No, he can't come on today. So they're traveling. So we're going to do today in the Big Ten coming up at 4.
It's the Big Ten!
However, Xavier Leggett Audio is next. We're out at A&A Casino here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
I know.
Kurt Ludwig is here, so... Bar the bar.
And the stream's up, too, so
yeah.
You can see his drunken buffoonery as he wanders around behind us.
Things are looking up.
Yeah, yeah.
So we also have a marketing guy here. Did you know that?
What?
We have a marketing guy now.
Who?
Oh, this kid back here. Oh, I don't know where he went, but he was.
Okay.
He was here. He's handing out Fan Golf Classic bags.
Hey, look at that.
For the people.
I think there's some chips in those. I think there's a bag of Lay's and...
There might I be thought some, you took them all out of there.
There might be some Fritos in there. I think I took the Cheetos
there he is.
Out.
Oregon State.
You can do a lot. Yep. You can do a lot worse than getting a free bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Let's go.
So Xavier Leggett, I want to play something for you. Okay. Saw this today and it blew my mind. This is Xavier Leggett, the wide receiver from South Carolina, who is now with the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
This is him from his sophomore year at South Carolina.
I feel like I did all right. It could have been a better season, though. If I would have made the catches that I had the opportunities to make and I would have made plays, I feel like it would have been good. Yeah, that App State game, when I dropped that pass and they scored, yeah, that really hurt me.
Okay. So you heard that.
Yeah, I heard it.
So it's definitely an accent. He's from the Deep South.
But it's not as bad as some of the clips.
So here is Xavier Leggett a month ago.
Oh, man, I'm just trying to go out there and do my job, man. I just keep the main thing, and that's the ball. Yeah, I know I ain't supposed to do what I did. So I'm going to just leave that on the field.
Dude,
he's leaning into it.
That's all it was.
I mean, it was just something that I shouldn't have did. And that ain't supposed to happen in a football game. So I feel like I owe the fans an apology. No, I wasn't in disbelief. I knew what was going on.
He's doing a bit.
He ain't say nothing. We ain't had no exchange of words. It was just, well, how? I think everything that I did this offseason is carrying over. I feel like I'm in a good spot right now. Getting in and out of them breaks. Cutting off the right foot now and not cutting off the inside foot. Catching with them hands is all coming into play.
He's doing bits.
Okay. Well, that's clearly different than the one at South Carolina.
Either that or he's just, you know, he's leaning.
He's just having fun with it.
Either that or he's leaning into it, right? Like, it's become part of a mystique or...
Well, part of the persona is authentic because, like, he has videos of him, like, barbecuing squirrel and raccoon and stuff and eating it. Yeah. That is actually real, but this part may be fabricated a little.
Yeah, he's leaning into his...
Well, it's one of those things, like, if you're going to be country, maybe you just go full country.
Okay, so here's another one. Yeah. And this is one from... This is only, like, a week ago.
Okay.
And I believe this sounds different than the second one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, you know, we had him leaving. It kind of feel like a major loss for us, like, you know, because he the one, when we came in, he the one that been helping us out. I'm speaking for me and Jalen. We getting through it, though. I mean, we still got to work. We still got stuff we got to do, so that's how it's going. Oh, yeah, I was shocked by it, for real. But, I mean, I understand that he know this going to be his last year. Him playing where he started at. Having that chance to go back and do that, I mean, it's good for him. Oh, man, tell you the truth, man, hey, I'm just trying to go and do whatever with my number called. That's all I'm trying to do. Just be better than last year. That's it. Oh, I feel way better. My body, I got my body up under me. I feel like it looked even way better than it did last year. I think it's going to be good. Oh, just the way how I'm moving. Like I even feel more comfortable out there.
So it's a totally different accent.
It is.
You know he can make play. He gonna do that. They play hard. They play hard. We gonna have to go hard against them. They ain't gonna give us nothing.
So that sounded more like Deep South Louisiana.
Yeah.
Like Creole.
Well,
kind of.
He's got influences. Like,
so he's not consistent with his bit.
No, but it might be one.
He's got influences.
Maybe he's got like hipster Cervico going right now. He doesn't even know who he is. He's just so entrenched. Like. When like Madonna, when she moved to England, she kind of picked up a British accent. So maybe he's just around people. When I lived in Scotland, I'm not going to say I had a Scottish accent, but you do kind of. I was there for like 8 months. You end up picking up some tendencies from the people you're around. And one of the guys that I bummed around with over there, he was one of our security guides, and he was ex-Scottish military. And he used to joke because he was from northern Scotland. So he like the northern you go in Scotland, the worse it gets. Like if you're in Glasgow, Edinburgh, you can understand what everyone's saying. When you get up north, it might as well be a different language. And he did say that when he goes home, he ends up picking up more of that. So maybe there's an element of he's like...
Who's he picking it up from? He's from South Carolina.
I don't know.
He's changing. He's clearly doing a bit.
I'm trying to think of like why.
And that's fine.
There would be such variance to
that. He probably just hates doing media and he's just trying to have fun with it. And, you know, he does get a little play out of it. Yeah. I mean, he, you know, people talk about him. We play his clips all the time. But that is not how he sounded at South Carolina.
Someone say he's going full-on Boomhauer. He is.
Maybe in college, deep ball, man.
Maybe in college he was just talking to his college friends, and we went home, and he's around his people. He said, when I would go back to Wisconsin, I'd start to realize I was talking like Midwestern friends. Yeah, I do think there's an element to
there
that.
But that
seems pretty extreme.
Those three were all different.
Yeah.
Like, way different.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. He played at South Carolina. He is in Carolina. There's nothing different about where he's been.
Well, if anything now, you think it'd be getting better because he's in North Carolina, not South Carolina, and he's not around the country folk as much.
Well, I don't care that he's doing a bit.
It's great.
But it needed to be called out.
And to Buck's point, he is country. He eats squirrel. Like, he fries up some possum and squirrel.
Yeah, there was a thing I saw with him, because he got me into a rabbit hole today. Yeah. He was on the red carpet with Guy Fieri once for something, and he asked him
Now that's something I want to see.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. He asked him about cooking raccoon.
What?
Yeah. You can look it up.
What did Guy Fieri say?
And he's a big horseman. He rides a horse. And his first NFL touchdown celebration was him riding Dollar Bill.
By the way, Buck, never do that accent again. I think it's problematic. I don't think we're allowed to do
Dollar Bill?
I don't think we're allowed to do it.
Well, anyway.
He's wonderful. That is
well,
fantastic.
It's almost even better that he is doing a bit, because it's like, I don't know, it's just fun.
Yeah, when you get people that have that, like going back to in Scotland, my best friend on the team was from Arkansas, and it was problematic because everyone in Scotland talks very fast, and Kenny was from Fayetteville, and he had a deep southern drawl that was more like this, and he talked very slow. And people in Scotland thought, and I'm not trying to be rude, they thought he was slow. They thought he was like, was that Lemmy from, or is it Lenny, Mice and Men? They thought Kenny was challenged. They'd be like, what's wrong with your friend? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, he just, that's the way they talk. And they're like, you don't talk like that. And I was like, no, it's a different, it's a, where you're at in the country. A lot of places don't realize that our country's so big and we have so many people that speak so differently.
The draw, we've spent a lot of time in Texas.
Yeah.
My mom has a little bit of a draw. And to your point about, if you hang out in certain places long enough, you pick up things.
You pick up.
I had a little bit of that when we were in Texas a lot.
Yeah, you'll pick up a little bit, right? Little phrases, little mannerisms.
The draw, it makes you sound, it does kind of make you sound like a moron.
Well, and Kenny was this, he was a giant human being, and he just, he would just talk like this and big, I got no time.
It's pretty, of all the accents.
It's not the,
it's not the one you want.
No. Well, like imagine going in for like neurosurgery, like you're going to get your, something cut open, like important. And the doctor's like, well.
Hey, y'all.
We're going to get this done, and, we're going to do it.
We'll cut that sucker right out of here. He'll be home in 2 hours. Don't you worry.
Jeff Foxworthy had a bit where he's like, they might be launching astronauts from Huntsville, Alabama, but they sure as hell ain't training them there.
it's not the accent that you're looking for. But, like, the British Cockney accent's the same thing. You don't want your doctor with that accent. You don't.
So now we have more audio for Buck to fetch. I'm sure he's going to appreciate this. But yes, the Guy Fieri Xavier Leggett exchange. It's about a minute long. I guess it was at the Kentucky Derby.
Oh.
They had Xavier Leggett doing interviews, and Guy Fieri rolls up, and he asks him about his raccoon recipe. So we'll get to that. We're going to hear Michael Jackson's real voice.
I haven't found a good clip of that yet. So if you have one, send it to me.
All right.
I'll do it. Just send it to me.
All right.
That means Buck's not going to look again. He's done looking.
I've looked at five of them already. I've got other things happening here.
Really? It's not on there?
And again,
they're like short, tiny clips, and they're not good.
But you can you can tell that it's a deep voice, right?
All right. We'll find one.
Yeah, you can tell he's putting on a voice,
Up next, no Dan Lanning today due to travel. It is today in the Big Ten. We're live at Tom's Watch Bar up here at A&A Casino for Commies Packers getting underway in about an hour. So come on up. Say hi. Be right back on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.